Hey loves, I'm Ebony and welcome to Thrive Like a Mother. On this podcast, we're scared that we'll be judged for our truth, but we're also tired of being stuck in survivor mode. You're in the right place if you're ready to step into the thriver you were truly meant to be. I'll share resources and tools to help you on your journey towards a healthier mindset while healing from your trauma. The journey may not be easy, but you won't have to face it alone. I'm a girl mama of two, learning day by day how to heal from past trauma while running a household working full-time. And I'm on a mission to build a life I've always dreamed of but never thought was possible. So love, if you're ready to believe in what's possible, let's link arms and thrive together. Hey loves, always grateful that you are here with me for today's episode. I'm sitting in my office right now and my bulldog Micah has just taken up her little corner. So you may hear her sometimes in the background, either snoring or doing whatever she's doing. But just know that she is here 100% to not only support me, but support you. Because this episode, today's episode, honestly, guys, is a little bit different. Up until this point, most of the episodes of Thrive Like a Mother have been focused on giving you tactical steps that you can really start taking towards thriving in your life. And today's episode, of course, I'm still going to have some of those things, right? But it's going to be a different focus today. Today is more going to be like one of those feel the fire in your soul and let it roar kind of episodes, because I feel like the way that the first quarter of the year went by so fast, we all need to kind of reignite that fire again. So I recommend definitely listening to this episode whenever you need to get hyped up again. So let me tell you what I mean when I say that today's episode is going to have a little bit of a different focus. Because like I said, up until this point, I've been focusing on ways that you can thrive in your life. And today we are facing fear head on. And I know even the sound of that for a lot of us, especially me, can sound scary. Because when you think about it, the way that the first quarter of the year went by so fast, we're now in April and you're starting to kind of reflect back on the things that happened in January, February, March, when we had all that excitement of like new year, new me, new beginnings, all those things. And those 3 months, they have passed. If you're like me stepping into this quarter, I am stepping into a new purpose. I don't want to say new, because I am stepping into my purpose that has been realized over not even just in the past few 3 months, but these past few years. I feel like I've been building and building up to this purpose that I'm about to step into. And that shit is scary, y'all. Just to be honest, it's scary because you are where I am. You know, I'm stepping out on faith, right? I'm stepping out on not having everything all figured out, not having anything in control, needing to be more disciplined in the steps that I take and more intentional about how I move. And that is scary when you necessarily haven't let go of the reins so much in your life. I'm with you. I'm right there with you. You're scared right now, whatever you're going through, whether it be a transition in your life or something new that you're stepping into like me, or whether you're starting a journey that you've been neglecting for a while. Anything right now that scares you, this episode is for you, because I want you to walk away from this episode, like I said, feeling the fire in your soul and walking away and letting it roar. And so we're going to start with that, really building that fire. And then, of course, I'm going to give you some tactical things to walk away with, because I want you to not only feel hyped up and ready, but I want you to be able to start taking intentional steps when you feel ready, because we gotta use that fire, right? I'm going to preface this by saying that Glennon Doyle is one of my favorite author speakers, just life givers. Every time I listen to her speak, or if you haven't read her book Untamed yet, y'all, changed my entire life. Anyway, this quote is from her and it's written on the very front of the book that I use to outline my podcast. And it's something that I read whenever I feel like I need some oomph, some bravery for the day. And it says, brave means living from the inside out. Brave means in every uncertain moment, turning inward, feeling for the knowing, and speaking it out loud. Whew, when I tell y'all, Life Giver, when she, just the words that she uses, every time I read that quote and I'm going through a difficult time and I'm scared about, like I said, a transition in my life or stepping into the unknown, remembering to turn inward and feel for what I know is within me, right? That's how I interpret it. And then letting that speak. Because if we face fear and it's uncertain, we don't know what's going to happen, right? We face it, we may just freeze. And that leads to inaction that can lead to regret, anxiety, all the things we don't want to feel when we're facing fear, right? So that quote, I just want to leave that with you guys and really allow that to kind of cultivate that fire that I was talking about within you, right? Because I feel like in order to face fear, there has to be a certain level of bravery that you build up within yourself to take it on and say, you know what? I'm scared, but I'm gonna do my shiz anyway, right? You know what? I'm scared, but I'm gonna do the dang thing anyway. So this part of the episode, I'm gonna get into some tactical things that we can take away from today once really allowing that fire to build and telling ourselves, you know what? No, we can freaking do this because you can, I can. We can do this, all right? But once we know we can do it, then we have to start taking some steps to make sure we actually do the dang thing, right? Because one thing about facing fear, it's great to face it, and it's great to face it with bravery. But then if you don't do anything after that, that fear is just going to be standing there looking you in the face. And what are we doing? No, we got to knock that fear over to the side. So here are just some steps that you can start taking to moving forward after you face your fear. The first one is going to be step one, identifying the source of the fear. Because if you know where it's coming from, you will find easier ways or it'll be easier to find ways to cope with it. So when I talk about identifying the source, I'm talking about finding out or figuring out what triggered that fear. Is it a specific situation that you're in? Is it a person or a certain activity that makes you anxious? I know in last week's episode, I talked all about meal prepping and how anxious and overwhelming it used to make me feel. Once you identify the source of your fear, then you can start to find ways to either conquer that fear, or like I said, you can find ways to cope with that fear and keep moving forward in spite of it. And I say that because I feel like with some things, like with me stepping into kind of this journey of life coaching, empowerment coaching, there's always going to be some type of fear or anxiety with me stepping into that, right? Until I'm like really doing it. And even when I am doing it, I know that I'll still have some fears and some doubts, but I want to find ways within myself that I know will help me kind of make that fear less loud. Because going back to that Glennon Doyle quote, when you feel that fear, bravery means, like I said, turning inward towards yourself and feeling for what you know is already within you and letting that speak out loud, letting that be louder than the fear. Number two, y'all, seek support. I talk about my support system all the time. It was only really within the last few years where I realized the importance and the magnitude that having one could have in my life. Having friends, family members, or even a therapist that you can lean on and talk to you about what you're feeling and what you're going through, honestly, y'all, makes the biggest difference in building that courage to face your fear and reducing the anxiety as you face it head on. Because we're doing it, remember? We're doing the dang thing. And next thing I want to talk to y'all about, number three, this is one that I need to remind myself often. Y'all, this week, I was spinning out of control. I had so much on my to-do list that all of it was in my head. I had even done a brain dump on Sunday. Usually those help me. This week, everything just kind of still stayed within my head, or maybe I still had a little bit left in my head. And so I was looking at this list and I'm like, y'all, this, you know, talking to myself, hey girl, this is too much. This is too much. And this is a reminder for me as much as it is for you. Take small steps. Facing that fear, facing whatever it is you need to face, takes time and practice. You may not get it right on the first try. Take small steps towards completing a goal. That way you're not looking at the entire staircase, right? You're not like, whoa, that's a long way I have to go. You're really only focusing on the one step, and then you keep taking those steps. And then this is going straight into number four. You look back. Doesn't even have to be that many steps, y'all. It could be the one step, but celebrate your success. This is like key for facing your fears, because as you're facing them, you may not look back and be like, whoa, I actually did something towards facing this fear. And I've gotten a little bit closer to my big goal. Celebrate every single small success along the way. It's a journey, y'all. It really is. And sometimes it's never ending. But that doesn't have to be scary. Every single step towards bravery and courage and self-confidence needs to be recognized and celebrated. And the way that I do this for me every single week, I focus on one goal that I want to, or one step that I want to complete during the week. I actually do this in my planner. I write down a reward I want to give myself. And it's not always something physical. Sometimes it's time related. Sometimes it is something physical, or sometimes it's doing something specific with like friends or family, something, you know, that's outside of the norm that would just bring some extra joy in our lives, not only my life, but their lives. So I do that every single week. And so that consistently celebrating my success just keeps me going. I can look back and be like, wow, you know what? In fact, I'm going to give y'all some homework for this episode. For the first quarter of the month, or even just last month for March, go back and write down some successes that you had last month. Because as we're facing this new quarter, I feel like, you know, we've got this excitement again, right? But we also need to look back and celebrate what we've already accomplished in the freaking first quarter of the year. It's 3 months have gone by. Just think about how much you've accomplished. And I want you to celebrate that and be proud of it. So I want to end this episode just going over the four steps that I gave you guys to face our fears in the face and then throw it to the side, right? Number one, gotta identify the source of the fear, because if we know what that is, we can find easier ways to deal with it, right? To actually face it and conquer it. Second one, seek support. Grow your support system as needed. Y'all, we are not meant to do this thing called life alone. I say it in the intro, right? Let's link arms and thrive together. When I say that, I mean that. If you don't have a support system, lean on me. Honestly, y'all, that is what I'm here for. I'm here to really start cultivating a community where we can start to build a support system with each other. Like I said, we are not meant to do this thing called life alone. And then the last two, take small steps. You do not need, and I know I have long legs, so sometimes when I'm going upstairs, I skip steps. You don't need to skip steps. You don't even need to look at the whole staircase. Just focus on the one step in front of you and focus on that. And as you're taking those steps, celebrate each and every one of those successful steps. because it's a journey, right? It's not just the whole staircase. Once you get to the success you're reaching for, then you celebrate. No, celebrate along the way, because that journey is meant to be celebrated. I want to end today's episode reading that Glennon Doyle quote again, because I want to keep this fire in you and empower you, letting you know that you can take on whatever you are facing head on. And it starts by being brave. And what does that mean? Brave means living from the inside out. Brave means in every uncertain moment, turning inward, feeling for the knowing, and speaking it out loud. Thank you so much for listening, loves. If anything in today's episode resonated with you, share it with your bestie or on social media, and don't forget to tag me so we can chat about it. As always, I'm sending you light and love, and remember, you are worthy, you are enough, and you deserve to thrive. Talk to you soon.